We are, of course, still continuing with summary action to the ceasefire in Gaza that has taken effect yesterday. We are now joined on the line by senior researcher at Mapungubwe Institute, Naeem Jina. Naeem, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for your time this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Your reaction to the ceasefire that has taken effect?
Well, I think after 15 and a half months of Gaza being pounded the way it has been, and tens of thousands, perhaps even more than 100,000 martyrs in Gaza, you know, I think most people in Gaza, or everyone, kind of appreciates this period of being able to breathe and, you know, recollect themselves. So I think that it's it was a necessary thing that had to happen. Unfortunately, it could have but didn't happen sooner, largely thanks to American President Joe Biden. I mean, this could have happened in June last year, but nevertheless, I think that it's welcome for the Palestinians, and you know, as they now pick up their pieces.
Yeah. Looking at, I guess, the broader political situation with the inauguration today of Donald Trump in the U.S., you know, some of the comments that have been made. We know the West and the U.S., of course, trying to push the Abraham Accords and trying to get, you know, Saudi Arabia to normalize the relations with Israel. They've said that will only happen when there is a Palestinian state, for example. So these sorts of things, how do we look at them within the context that deserves and understand it from a layman's perspective? Because a lot of these conversations are happening simultaneously, and often there is a struggle to make a link between the one and the other. How should we be looking at it?
Well, of course, the links are clear. I mean, as I said, the reason that the genocide in Gaza continued for as long as 15 months is because the American President, Joe Biden, stops being president in a few hours. Joe Biden refused to put any pressure on Israel in order to do so. Despite rulings and cases, rulings by and cases at the ICJ, the issuance of warrants by the ICC, etc. So, yes, the bigger context, I mean, certainly with regard to, in general, but certainly with regard to Palestine, the global geopolitical context has a lot to do. And not only global, but as you point out, also regional. You know, one of the reasons that Hamas gave for the 7th of October 2023 attack is that, you know, there was the likelihood of normalization between Israel and Saudi Arabia taking place very soon thereafter, and this was to preempt that. It did preempt it, you know, that normalization thing kind of went out the window for a while. We wait to see what Saudi Arabia decides to do now. I'm not sure that I would trust their position that they will only normalize after there's the formation of Palestinian state. They'll find other ways to get around that. But nevertheless, you know, it's the regional and global dimensions are extremely important in trying to understand what's happening in Palestine.
Mm. In addition to that, there's also, I guess, the dynamics around the support for Iran, or rather from Iran and countries like Qatar as well, who had hosted Hamas for a very long time now, and the dynamics around that. Some of the Western narratives, I guess, speak about a weakened Iran, a weakened Hamas, a weakened Hezbollah, for example. And I'm wondering what you're making of, you know, the dynamic around some of these resistance forces. Year now in January 2025, considering what we've seen in terms of the assassinations of leaders of Hezbollah and the leaders of Hamas, as well as the attacks on Iran itself.
Yeah, I think we should be extremely cautious about that kind of discourse. and starting with Hamas, for example. Has Hamas been weakened over the past 15 months? Well, you know, if you think that any military force can be part of a war for 15 months and come out the same as it was before, then that's foolish. Certainly, they were degraded in terms of their fighters. They were degraded in terms of their military materiel that they possess. But on both counts, they managed it. I mean, they now have with new recruitment over the past few months, they probably have close to the same kind of number of fighters as they did before October 2023. In terms of the weapons, certainly, I mean, ammunition, weapons, etc., they lost.